the angler and the clown. The echoing bridge you here may see, the pouring linn, the waving tree, the eager angler fresh from town, above, the contumelious clown. The angler plies his line and rod, the clodpole stands with many a nod, with many a nod and many a grin, he sees him cast his engine in. "What have you caught?" the peasant cries. "Nothing as yet," the fool replies.
The Angler and the Clown by Robert Louis Stevenson. And that brings this week's edition of Words and Music, Clowns, to a close. The readers were Alison Steadman and Andrew Sachs. The producer was Elizabeth Arno. A word now from Ian McMillan about next Friday's The Verb.
Ah, the live verb. A kind of World Cup of radio, where appreciative crowds make a heck of a lot of noise in response to people who've reached the pinnacle of their chosen profession. On the 9th of July, come and join me and the novelist A.L. Kennedy and Professor Christopher Ricks at the Radio Theatre in Broadcasting House as we provide more excitement and delight than that nil-nil draw between Ivory Coast and Portugal. For tickets, go to bbc.co.uk/tickets or ring 0370 901 1227. Vuvuzelas are banned, but bring a crumb horn if you like.
A little after 11:30, time now for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, the centrepiece of Jazz Lineup this week is an astonishing piano duet recorded by us from Gwilym Simcock and Aaron Goldberg at the recent Steinway Festival held at London Dean Street Pizza Express Jazz Club. Also, I have a short selection of new jazz discs, which brings me to our opening track from Reed's man, Tony Woods. Described as exquisite by The Guardian, his new CD, Wind Shadows, has been met with much critical acclaim, and we're going to play a track that was inspired by a quote from Eric Dolphy. This is Air.
Thank you.
Mike Outram on guitar, Rob Millett on vibraphone, Andy Hamill's playing the bass, and Milo Fell on the drums. That was Tony Woods, taken from his new release Wind Shadows, and that is out now on the 33 record label. Well, if you go to Ronnie Scott's on the 23rd, 24th or 25th of July, you'll hear six-time Grammy nominee vocalist Naina Freilon. Regarded as one of the finest modern interpreters of the great American songbook, her seventh Concord release is a soulful swinging affair, and here's her reggae-tinged twist on the Cole Porter classic, Get Out of Town. Naina Freilon singing Cole Porter's Get Out of Town from her new release Home Free, with Brandon McCune on piano, Wayne Batchelor on bass, Keena Ayer on drums and Beverly Botsford on percussion. Scott Sawyer was playing guitar on that too. And Naina will be at Ronnie Scott's, as I mentioned in the introduction, between the 23rd and the 25th of July. Well, our concert set this week features two piano maestros, the UK's Gwilym Simcock and from the USA, Aaron Goldberg. Gwilym was chosen in 2006 to be the first jazz musician selected for Radio 3's New Generation Artist Scheme, and this was extended to 2008. He has performed at festivals and venues worldwide and received high praise from critics and musicians, such as Chick Corea, who cites him as a creative genius. Boston-born but New York-based Aaron Goldberg has been called by the press dazzling, superb, formidable and exquisite. He's recently been touring with young guitar guru Kurt Rosenwinkel. He spent 6 months touring with Wynton Marsalis, as well as with the Lincoln Jazz Orchestra and his own trio. Well, just before the concert, Jazz Lineup asked Gwilym about how spontaneous this set was.
Well, it's great, really, because we only met about 2 days ago. Aaron came over and fortunately managed to avoid the jet cloud of ash. And we sort of got together and sat down with two pianos and thought what we'd get together. And I'd written a piece of music for it, actually. But it turned out that, you know, in the best traditions of jazz, we decided to play some music that we both knew really well, so we could really concentrate on listening to each other. Because at the end of the day, I think that's the important thing, certainly about having a duo with two of the same instruments. And two pianos can be an absolutely glorious sound, but of course, if you're not listening to each other, then it can be an absolute cacophony, really. So I think taking that element of having scraps of paper flying around and staring at things all the time, I think it's a lot easier for us to just to make some nice music, and hopefully the audience will appreciate that side of it.
Then we asked him about the tunes we're about to hear.
Well, we're going to play not entirely standards, but a collection of tunes which we all liked, and we all sort of contributed a couple of items to the programme. We're going to do a great old Dave Brubeck tune, In Your Own Sweet Way, Isotope, Joe Henson Blues, My One and Only Love, an arrangement I did of On Broadway, the great old tune, which I recorded on my solo album last year. And it's not too challenging, but it's very kind of rhythmic, and Aaron's brilliant because he's just picked up on it straight away. So that's going to be a lot of fun to play that. So yeah, a nice collection of tunes that hopefully people will vaguely recognise, but not necessarily the, you know, classic standard material.
Gwilym Simcock talking, so now let's hear the duet set from Gwilym Simcock and Aaron Goldberg. Gwilym is on the left of the stereo image and Aaron on the right. And they start with Dave Brubeck's In Your Own Sweet Way.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much and good evening. It is a huge pleasure, needless to say, to be involved in this wonderful festival. And it's great, as I'm sure all the piano players who've played here will say, it's nice to have the opportunity to play with another piano player, because for us pianists it's very different. You know, if you're a saxophone player, a lot of the time you do work with other saxophone players, etc. But as pianists, we're kind of ships that pass in the night, really. So it's a real, real pleasure to get to play in a duo situation. And especially for me, with someone whose music I've admired for a long time, but never actually met until yesterday. So it's been a very... but that's the great thing about music. And it's great actually getting to know someone through the process of playing music. And I think that's an incredibly special thing. On the piano over there, Mr. Aaron Goldberg. Now, we sat down yesterday and thought, well, what shall we do? So we decided to put together some tunes that we both knew, so giving us the chance best to get to know each other, as I say, and listen. So we started off with a great Dave Brubeck tune called In Your Own Sweet Way. We're going to continue with a tune which Aaron suggested that we should play, called Ponciana. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. So thanks to Ahmad Jamal for that last tune. And next we have, oh yeah, a great tune by Joe Henderson. This is called Isotope. Thank you.
Kennedy, my one and only love.
This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3. Gwilym Simcock and Aaron Goldberg now switch pianos for a rendition of On Broadway. Thank you. on Broadway, played by Gwilym Simcock and Aaron Goldberg, recorded at the Steinway Festival at the Pizza Express in Dean Street, London, during April of this year, and that was edited for this transmission of Jazz Lineup. Saxophonist Jean Toussaint has just released his first live recording. Recorded both here in London and in Paris, the CD consists of six original compositions, plus his quartet's rendition of Round Midnight. I've chosen the third track in, and it's written by the band's pianist Andrew McCormack, and it's a tribute to comedian Steve Martin's film Bowfinger. This is Chubby Rain. capturing the spirit and energy of a live audience. Jean Toussaint playing Chubby Rain with special guest Jerome Bard on the Bardophone, which, as you may well have guessed from that track, is a modified guitar. Andrew McCormack, who wrote that piece, was playing the piano. Larry Bartley was on bass and Troy Miller on drums. And that's from Jean's new CD, his first live recording called Live in Paris and London. And that's out now on the Space Time Records label. Dave Holland is playing at the Barbican on Monday, the 5th of July, and his CD Overtime was an exceptional date, recorded by Dave Holland Big Band in 2002 in New York, yet it remained unreleased until 2005. As to be expected, Holland assembled a fine lineup of both seasoned and young players. The musical lineup was four saxophones, two alto, tenor and baritone, three trumpets and three trombones, vibraphone, bass, of course, and drums. And Dave was commissioned by the Monterey Jazz Festival for a four-part suite, the Monterey Suite, which was performed in 2001. Well, here's the fourth movement of that commission, taken from the CD Overtime, and it's Happy Jammy. Thank you. Part four of his Monterey suite entitled Happy Jammy, that was from Overtime and the Dave Holland Big Band, who are Antonio Hart playing alto sax and soprano and flute on that recording, Mark Gross on alto sax, Chris Potter on tenor sax, Gary Smullyan on baritone sax, Robin Eubanks on trombone, Jonathan Ahrens on trombone, Josh Roseman on trombone, Taylor Haskins on trumpet and flugel, Alex Sipiagin, also on trumpet and flugel, Steve Nelson's on the vibraphone and marimba, Dave Holland, of course, on the double bass, and Billy Kilson on the drums. And Dave Holland will be playing at the Barbican on Monday, the 5th of July. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, Jazz Lineup is on the road as we start our big band season with a rare performance of Sir John Dankworth's suite Million Dollar Collection, directed by his son Alec. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night presents a double bill of French jazz, pianist Sophia Domanchich's trio, which features the sought-after American rhythm section of William Parker and Hamid Drake, plus duo Donkey Monkey, recorded during the Partager Festival that took place at London's King's Place in May. Julian Joseph returns to the chair next week, but until next time from me, Claire Martin, bye-bye.
This is Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm John Shea with 6 hours of music to keep you company through the early hours this Monday morning. At 3 o'clock, you can hear Durifle's Requiem in the original version for choir and organ. But I'll start with chamber music. Radio 3's current roster of new generation artists includes the Atos Trio from Germany. The pianist Thomas Hopper, violinist Annette von Hehn and cellist Stefan Heinemeier, who got together in 2003. The concert we're going to hear is one they gave this time last year in Denmark. Piano trios by Suk, Schubert, and firstly Haydn, the G major work known as the Gypsy Rondo Trio, on account of its finale.